Hi, this is Christina Terode, News Director for Search CIO Mid-Market. I'm talking today with Mid-Market IT Leadership Award finalist Paul Stamos, Vice President of Information Technology for Mohawk Fine Papers, a manufacturer of fine printing papers. Hi, Paul. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You have transformed Mohawk Fine Paper in many ways through the use of cloud services and a cloud services broker. Can you tell us about how the cloud project you deployed is changing how your business operates?
First, a little bit of background. The paper industry is under a number of significant threats, obviously from the internet and digitization, environmental awareness, and energy costs, global competition. In many ways, it's really kind of a perfect storm working against us as manufacturers of paper. So our company leadership recognized that we had to transform ourselves to really survive. And that transformation involves generating a new generation of products and services beyond basic print and really embracing the internet as a channel to create new opportunities. So what we were tasked to do as a leadership team was to create new and innovative products and services through partnerships with other companies, and to maintain a company, build a company that is agile in response to changing environmental factors and technology shifts. So the way we did that is, being a small, medium enterprise, a mid-market player, we don't have the resources or the financial resources to build out what is traditionally an enterprise-class integration solution. We just didn't have the capacity to do that. So we turned to the cloud to leverage the cloud as an integration platform for business processes. And we're working with a partner called Liaison Technologies, who's been doing value-added network services for many decades. And we've challenged them to move beyond that towards the next level of integration with business partners and being able to really plug and play your business as your needs dictate, and not just plugging in suppliers and customers and other third-party logistics providers, but also bringing in cloud services, being able to onboard software as a service applications and being able to take advantage of some of the web services that are out there. So essentially what we've done is we've used the cloud as a platform to really create these business processes and kind of knit these business processes together to create new and innovative products.
How many applications now reside on the cloud?
We have many hundreds of customers and business partners, outsourced manufacturers, third-party logistics companies. We have over a half a dozen software as a service applications that are integrated into this system. And we're using web services to interoperate with a number of e-commerce websites and business partners. So in total, there are probably several hundred integrations that we put on this platform.
How does this cloud platform project, how has it created value for Mohawk Fine Paper?
It's all about being agile and being responsive to change, and in particular, given the pressures that we're under. So we've had a number of business initiatives that we're able to accomplish because of our ability to respond. A couple of examples are, one of our major customers produced envelopes and they went bankrupt. And so we kind of seized that opportunity to insource the converting of envelopes, which is something we hadn't done previously. And the way we did that was to bring on a collection of partners that manufactured or converted these envelopes for us. And we integrated them into our business processes and got to market very quickly. Once we understood the processes and we began to insource that, and now we're making 30 million envelopes a day. So this idea of being able to insource and outsource and be agile is really important. And now that represents a significant high-margin business. In a similar fashion, the end of last year, 3 months ago, we shut down a manufacturing facility, and we cut our manufacturing production by 50%. This represented some of our lower-margin products. To replace those, once again, we leveraged a number of strategic partners to manufacture these products on our behalf. partners in China or in Japan and Korea and domestically. So being able to do that quickly in the matter of 3 months is really kind of what this is about. The last example I'd give is around e-commerce and selling on the web. We had traditionally sold into distribution, and part of our business transformation is we wanted to sell directly to end users or to end customers. So we leveraged this integration platform to build 3 or 4 different e-commerce platforms that were able to ramp up very quickly in a matter of months, and again, to create a profitable revenue stream that we didn't have previously. So it's all about really agility and kind of knitting together these various business processes to create what is essentially a new business model.
You're a finalist for CertCIO Mid-Markets IT Leadership Awards. So how do you see the leadership role of the CIO changing in coming years, and what do you think are influencing these changes?
That transformation or change is significant, and I think it's accelerating. Historically, IT leaders have focused on really managing the tool. I mean, really, they're focused on the infrastructure, and really we're a cost center in that regard. That's not good enough. I think that's expected today because technology is such an enabler of business processes and business strategies. What's happening now is the IT leader now is becoming is managing the tool for business value. Their job now, our job now, is to leverage the tool to enable business strategies. And so the focus shifts from hardware and managing hardware and software to really engaging with the business to meet business objectives and goals. And part of that really is a transition towards managing vendors and managing service providers and really more of a project management sort of organization. The privilege I think that IT leaders have today is that they have this 1,000-foot view of the enterprise, and they really are increasingly responsible for architecting the enterprise to meet the business objectives. The cloud has enabled that to some degree in that computing itself is becoming a commodity, and it affords a lot more opportunities to look at kind of best-of-breed systems and applications. So the challenge before us now is to manage this portfolio that is becoming more and more decentralized and dispersed. But if we do it well and do it effectively, we're offering our customers unique products and services because we're leveraging the competencies and capabilities of a larger network of companies and partners.
Do you think that as the CIO of your company that you're actually managing more business projects now as opposed to IT projects?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I think that IT projects are becoming rare. I mean, an IT project in my mind is doing a data center upgrade or doing a network infrastructure upgrade. Those are things that you outsource to people that have competencies in doing that. So more and more, we're working on almost exclusively in our company, we're working on business projects, which have IT elements, but essentially they are business projects that are sponsored by the business and are aligned to the business strategy directly.
How would you describe your leadership style?
My leadership style, I think in many ways, is a kind of a reflection or a fit of our company's culture, which is pretty exciting because it's we're a fourth-generation family-owned company. We're a private company. We're a small, medium enterprise. And so there's not a lot of hierarchy. There's not a lot of bureaucracy. And there's a good deal of empowerment. So I'm empowered by our leadership to do good things and do the right things for the business, which I then transmit down to our team. And the team all starts with good people. I mean, it's hard to lead if you don't have really highly capable, highly motivated people. And so, you know, job one for an IT leader is to surround him or herself with good, talented, capable, motivated people. Once you have the privilege of being in that position, essentially you just empower them. I think the more effective employees are ones that have control and responsibilities, and they will blossom or flourish in that environment. So it flows from the culture to the leader to the team, and everyone is sort of rowing in the same direction.
Thank you, Paul, for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome.
This has been Christina Tarode, News Director for CertCIO Mid-Market, with Paul Stamis. Vice President of Information Technology for Mohawk Fine Papers.